Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston Sports Radio, John and Lance.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ, here with you as we get it started. You know, there have been a lot of shows that we've had a lot of stuff going on. But, man, what a weekend. Where do you start? Where do you start? With the Cougs and their run to the Sweet 16, with Jose Altuve and his hand, with Laremy Tunsil, with Brandon Cooks, with...
Man, I guess there is a lot.
There's a boatload.
Now that I think about all the little ancillary stuff like Cooks, I mean, Tunsil is the big story. The biggest story to me is Jose Altuve. No disrespect to the Cougs, because that's going to be a really big one, too. But the loss of Jose Altuve, for those who didn't keep up with sports over the weekend or whatever, maybe you're getting back from spring break, Jose Altuve was hit on the hand by an American pitcher who probably thought he was... And by the way, the reaction from people on Twitter was absolutely disgusting. It made me mad all over again with people celebrating Jose Altuve, the worst cheater in the history of baseball.
Oh my gosh.
This was karma knocking him out.
It was
infuriating when I saw that.
That's just
And I got into
ridiculous.
It a little bit. So Jose Altuve got hit on the hand. Surgery is necessary on the thumb, and he is going to miss a chunk of games, somewhere between 8 to 10 weeks. I'd say at least 2 months. So that is going to test the Houston Astros. To me, that was the biggest news, but right there behind it was, you know, Cougs advancing to the Sweet 16.
So, Altuve, now, and there's this, and listen, a couple of other guys, Al Renato got hit by a pitch, and he got hit on the hand. Apparently, he was okay. Yoan Moncada had a collision out in the outfield. He was hurting worse. We saw what happened with Edwin Diaz. Now we see Jose Altuve. And the discussion is about the World Baseball Classic. Listen, I understand that those countries, we don't give a rat's ass. We're in the finals, and I don't know what the ratings are here. I can't imagine.
Well, the fan base. I don't know about the players.
The players are, listen, Arenado said, if the score was close, and they were kicking Cuba in the
14-2 is
the Yeah, line. Well, it wasn't 14-2 at the time.
Yeah, so they
were kicking. He said if it wasn't that score, he would have fought. I don't even know who's managing. Listen, this is important to the Latin American countries. It's important to the Asian countries. I get it. It's not important to us. And it just sucks. It's not important to us. We don't care. America just doesn't care.
But Jose Altuve doesn't play for America.
I understand that. But he still is playing for an American team here in the United States in the Houston Astros. And this, I get it. I don't have to care about it. I don't care about it. What I do care about is that Jose Altuve isn't playing. Jose Altuve wanted to be there. Jose Altuve, I guess if you asked him, would you do it again?
Oh, he would do it again. Oh, yeah.
He would absolutely do it again, despite the fact that he's going to miss eight to 10 weeks or more.
This is a World Series for him.
Yeah, right.
Make no mistake, he gets two World Series. Yes, RJ.
Well, I wanted to ask this to you guys. After seeing that, but even also with the Nerys and Altuve, you know, almost getting like hit by a pitch, if you were, you know, like Dusty Baker or something like that, would you have considered like saying like, hey, all the Astros guys just come back?
Well, Dusty can't do
it. You can't. The guys wouldn't do it. They say, no, we're playing here. Listen, they've got insurance. They're actually going to be paying Jose Altuve's WCBC has insurance, and they'll be paying Altuve's contract. It's the same with Edwin Diaz, and if you want Moncada misses any time as well, that they're going to. But Dusty Baker can't tell them to come back.
No.
He just can't.
Now, you know, if they want to, I think the solution here is going to be what a lot of people are mentioning, and I think it's probably not a bad idea, is November is after the World Series, World Baseball Classic. And that way you get guys when they're in there, you know, the question's going to be weather, I guess, weather-related issues. But the idea is they're more in baseball shape. You know, you get a chance to do that because it's really important. So most, you know, most players want to leave after the year's over, but they will certainly stay. World Baseball Classic guys are going to stay to play that. They're not going to just take off. They're going to play in the World Baseball Classic. And then if there's any issues, you have time to recover from that, and it likely won't fit into, unless there's some kind of freak accident like, you know, with Edwin Diaz. So I think to me that's the most likely change, unless you're going to have carve-outs in contracts where teams negotiate whether or not a Latin American player or American player or Japanese player can play in the World Baseball Classic. It may be something that once you sign, when they offer a 10-year contract to somebody at $350 million, yeah, they may put in there no can't World play. Baseball, yeah, or we claw back contract if you miss, you know, for missed time, something like that. Even though the World Baseball Classic, as you mentioned, has insurance. So I don't think they're going to do that. I think the Latin American players, you would see a massive amount of anger if you tried to prevent them. And we can say whatever we want about not caring as American fans. They're not American, so they don't care what you think.
No,
you
know? No.
And Major League Baseball wants them to,
and again,
happy.
They can love it all they want, and the Latin American countries and whatnot. It just sucks here. It just sucks because Jose Altuve is a huge cog. Huge. You get Mauricio Dubon is the answer, or David Hensley is going to be the answer at second base for the first 2.5 months of the season.
6'7" second baseman. That's not right.
No, it's not right.
America shouldn't have to deal with that.
And from, we go from a 4'7" second baseman to a 6'7" second baseman.
That's not what America's supposed to be about.
No.
That's not American exceptionalism.
Well,
Jose Altuve is not American, but
no,
in general, that's not American exceptionalism just, to be 2 feet taller at second base.
It just sucks. It just sucks.
It really does suck.
Yeah, the worst possible scenario. You lose Jose Altuve.
I know.
For this long.
The worst possible. I'm not even going to talk. So, because there's other players that play for the Astros that are still playing.
Yeah, there's one. There's Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker, by the way, is having himself quite the WBC.
Did you see the save for Did you see the Presley save on Saturday?
Yeah.
He Presley'd that save.
Bang!
Out.
Whoa. Thank you.
What was the exit velo on that out?
Hey, that's one of the best closers in baseball.
I know.
And despite what you think of him.
I know.
Despite your hatred for him and his greatness. So Jose Altuve out 8 to 10 weeks. Oh my gosh, we got to put up with. I would much rather watch that little fella at second base than that really, really big guy.
No, the little guy's
fun. The little fella is so good, so good. And then how long is it going to take him to get back in the? He's going to start. I guess 8 to 10 weeks is going to include his rehab to get back. But you don't know what kind of how he's going to be, you know, facing live pitching after all of this time off. So it's going to be awfully difficult. It just sucks. You know what? They're good enough to maintain. They're good enough to withstand all of this. I would think they're good enough. Hopefully, they're going to be good enough. This is the world champs and the real world champs, not this world baseball champs. And if America wins, are we gonna have a giant ticker tape on down Madison Avenue in New York? Is that what we're gonna do, or we're just gonna go back to baseball? And let's go. Everybody hit spring training because the season's about to start.
I hope so.
That's exactly what's gonna happen. Nobody's gonna give a rat's ass. Nobody cares here in the United States, and we got the best baseball team in the world. Who cares? Nobody.
Maybe you need to start caring a little bit more. Maybe you need to be for your country a little bit more since this. You have a chance to go back-to-back titles.
Nobody's more
in literally
America
the World
than
Cup of Baseball.
Nobody's more America than I am.
Then
nobody.
Why are you not excited about your team winning back-to-back titles?
I have. Okay. How much have you watched of the World Baseball Classic?
A ton.
How much?
I can't even.
No.
Honestly, I can't even measure the amount.
You can't measure it because it's zero. That's how much
I've
you watch.
I've seen some.
Listen,
I was in a bar.
I was walking in the restaurant.
What channel is it on?
I have no idea. Zero.
Baseball channel.
It is MLB?
Yep.
You don't know that. You don't even know that.
I bet it is. Univision.
It probably is Univision. Yeah. Now that's probably
soccer.
It's
soccer.
Yeah, probably.
It's
probably.
Almost always soccer. If you go to a restaurant where there's where it's Univision's on, it's almost always on soccer. Well, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense that because if the game is on. Solis and I went to Liberty Kitchen because they had this suite that we, on Friday, he wanted to look for a TV setup where we're not going. I mean, it was St. Patrick's Day, so I didn't want to be, we had to be in a bar where we can't find a place to whatever, you know, sit down or whatever. So we even grabbed lunch over there, and they had this great 3-TV setup. And so we thought, okay, this is perfect because, you know, you got one game starting at 11 mm-hmm. or whatever, 11, 10, 11, 15. Then we got the other one at 11:40. Then we got another one at 12:40. So we got 3 TVs. We're good to go. One TV, it's got the game in the middle. On the right, they have the channel where the other game's going to be on. On the left is Univision or whatever. There's a soccer match that's on. No. Soccer match is on the right. High Heat, the baseball show with Mad Dog Russo,
right,
was on there. And in the middle was basketball. So we're like, good. The manager comes over. We ask, hey, is there any chance we could get that changed over? And they said, yeah, at 11:40, we'll change it over. Then the manager comes over, and she takes the controller and goes, she's talking into the controllers. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, the one on the right changes to women's tournament action. Well, so we're still on High Heat on mm-hmm. this one. And Chris is, I mean, the second game started. We got to, you know,
you gotta get
some action going. You got to have both the games on. So so he's like, hey, can we get that game? He points right to the women's. He goes, can we get that TV changed to this? And I'm like, oh, the female manager just turned it intentionally to women's basketball. I'm like, oh, or this one. We can do the high heat. We can do the baseball network one, too. You don't have to change for that one. So now I know more about women's basketball.
You saw four plays.
No, I was watching more. The coach from West Virginia, I saw her name, and all of a sudden, I'm looking at ESPN, and they've got on the front, by the
Muffin?
Way.
Muffin? Was it Muffin?
No. What's her name? Malkiewicz or something like that.
Yeah.
She's going to, she just signed a new deal to.
What number one seed teams. Went down yesterday?
Stanford? In the
women's. Yeah.
How do you, if you look at ESPN, how do you not know?
Oh, right, that's true.
All they showed yesterday during the thing was their entire front page was women's basketball during the tournament.
Right,
tournament.
I know.
During,
yeah.
You know.
They have to.
Our genders tournament. Yeah, and ESPN.
They got that in the NIT. ESPN does. They got the NIT,
oh,
too.
Oh, is that why yeah. they're doing making yes. as big a deal? Because it's the NCAA tournament. It's like, are they even playing it this
no,
year?
I know.
Not on ESPN, they're not.
No. Well, and do you see all – I'm sorry, but do you see all the scores of the women's game in the first round?
Well, it's always like that.
It's 50-point games.
Yeah, it's always
Oh, like my gosh.
As a matter of fact, it's usually like that. It's been – for years, it's been like that. Until
in
you
the
get
later
deep.
Rounds.
Yeah, until you get deep.
All right, 7:13. When we come back, the Cougs run. Enough of this stuff. Let's talk about them Cougs and what they did.
Man, what
on Saturday
second.
Night. What a second half.
What
one of the great
second
halves of all time.
One of the great shooting teams from the free throw line of all time, University of Houston Cougars.
How about
one of the worst of all time, Auburn.
Auburn was awful. Holy crap. And I thought the Cougs were bad in the first half. Then I looked at the numbers. I was like, oh, wow, Auburn's really, really
Broom
bad.
was one of the worst shooting halves I've ever seen.
Time to talk about Chastang Ford right now and people over at Chastang Ford. One of the greatest dealerships in the history of mankind. To me, it is. Because I've dealt with a lot of dealerships over the years, and there's plenty that I've really liked. I mean, I've had good experiences with a lot of them, but not the great experience that I've had with Chastang Ford. I would rank it the number one experience that I've had with any dealership ever. And it's not just because I'm speaking for them now. It's because of the way that they do business. I loved my Expedition. I had that for a while, traded that in, and I've got me the F-150 Lightning, and I love that. But it's about the deal that I got. It's about how they worked that deal. It's about all the incentives that they got me. It's about everything that happened to get me to where I am in that, to where I am with my payments, to where I am with the truck, the customizing it to exactly how I wanted it. Right now, I believe they still got Truck Month going on. It's getting close. If it's not, it's right. If it's still going on, it's right at the end. It is ridiculous, people. They've got F-150s, F-250s, F-350s. They got some on the lot, but you can order them as well, customize them however you want. It's just ridiculous how good this is, this deal. But all the deals at Chastang Ford. If you're looking for that Ford car or truck, there's only one place to go. It's Chastang Ford. ChastangFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. 5 minutes from downtown, Chastang Ford.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, let's talk about QC Kinetics and what they can do for your aching joints, whether it is your back, your shoulder, your knee. This is the time, it's spring. I mean, we're getting outside. We're getting a lot of things done. Frankly, in the state of Texas, here in Houston, we've got the ability to be more active on a more regular basis because our weather is less severe. And especially if you get out there during the summer, you don't mind the heat. You can be out there for about 11 months out of the year. Well, you can't if you've got severe joint issue and joint pain and it's chronic. And you need someone to help you out. And I know the idea is you're going to go get your shots, your steroid shots. That'll help you for a little bit. Then it goes back to the way it was. You're looking at surgery, downtime, pain medication, which is always potentially dangerous. What you need to be looking at is regenerative therapy, which is all natural. It's the body's healing power. And what they do is they really elevate it, put it back into the joints. And your own body's healing power will start to work on fixing the issues with damaged tissue, start to repair damaged tissue, regenerate tissue that has been worn away. And this, what it does, is it reduces the pain that you have, reduces that chronic pain, and can really improve mobility as well. You can get back to being active in many cases. And I know my wife went out running just this weekend, and she's somebody with a bone-on-bone knee condition, but she went through 5 different sessions with my friends over at QC Kinetics, and she's training for the Berlin Marathon now. Couldn't be more excited. QCKinetics.com, new location in Sugar Land, 713-913-5285.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. How about them Cougs? Holy crap. After looking so bad like they did in the first round against Northern Kentucky, after Sasser sat out the second half, after looking as bad as he has over the entire postseason, Tremont Marks stepped up and could not have played better.
I got to tell you, man, that what Sasser was able to do without, I mean, especially after re-aggravating just the other day, for him 2 days later to get back and play like that, well, you know, primarily in the first half, but he had a huge three in the second half, too, that was a big one. But the star was Tremont Marks.
Oh, my gosh.
And he played his brand of ball, which is penetrating, getting in there. He can finish as a mid-range shooter. He's got that lift and that fade where he can get over people. He's got nice touch from the paint. I mean, Tremont Mark looked fantastic. The Cougs made their free
throws.
Auburn was missing theirs. The Cougs were down 10, and before you knew it, had wiped everything out. I mean, going into the half, Auburn looked like they had all the confidence in the world. The Cougars stole their confidence in about 3 minutes of the first half, second half.
Yep.
Their confidence was gone. You saw that they were not
mentally. That 10-point lead was gone.
They were not mentally tough. Like the Cougs' mentality, right out of the. It went from 10 to 3 almost immediately. And the Cougs' mentality, they were a pack of wild dogs out there. And Auburn looked like they didn't know what. They just played man deep. They just manned them up. And Auburn couldn't get good looks, and when they did, they were getting a shot slapped against the backboard. 6 blocks for Jairus Walker, 11 between he and Roberts, 11 blocks between 2 guys. Every time they were going in, they were getting their shots blocked.
Yep.
Auburn could not. I mean, Walker, 6 blocks and 5 for Roberts. That's incredible. Just an unbelievable job at the rim as rim protectors, and Auburn couldn't get the easy shots, and then the long ones weren't going to fall for them, so even free throws couldn't fall for them. Just one team looked mentally weak, and the other team looked like, looked like they are comfortable playing in the fire. Houston had no concerns. Houston's been in some tough battles this year. That's one of the good things about some of the Memphis game, the Cincinnati game, is you learn to
Deal with Virginia it. Listen, this was the best road team in the country, and that was a road game. Make no mistake. I saw Pat Forty did a long piece on it, how Houston got screwed, that you're not supposed to have a one seed playing a road game in at least the very first weekend. It's, if you can't avoid it, if it is, let's say they're going to Kansas City or Las Vegas.
Come on, that was,
and UNLV is in it.
That's in the backyard of Auburn.
That's right. It's right there for Auburn. It's just ridiculous.
Auburn shouldn't have been in it. They shouldn't have been in the bracket then.
No, that was the thing. Well, they said, they're a 9 seed. Well, then switch an 8 and a 9 and move somebody else in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's not like 8 and 9 can't be switched.
You can't take a chance. I mean, that was the second round game.
Yeah.
You knew that was always a possibility when you made that bracket. That was a bad job.
But you know what? Big ups to the Cougs for being able to not only, stem that tide and battle through it. Actually, it was probably a rallying cry for them. It was probably, hey, we've been here before.
Oh, yeah.
We went to Virginia, which is about as intense as Virginia was at that time at the top of the of all of the standings, of all the rankings. Virginia was, they were at Alabama last year. This team is road tested, not only road tested, but they're road excellent. Mm-hmm. And so for them to have that kind of mentality going into that game, especially the way that they've been playing lately, they've been playing their entire tournament, AAC tournament, they did not play well. And then they didn't play well in the first game of of Northern Kentucky. And then to play that first half the way that they played again, it was like, oh, my gosh.
You had to have faith that the Cougs would. I know. And that looked completely on brand for how they had played.
Yeah.
The second half was, like, where did that come from? The second half didn't look like anything we've seen for a while.
Is that the real team? Yes. That certainly is a number. There's a reason that they were the number two seed overall. There's a reason that they were 31-3. There's a reason that they're, considered one of the best teams in all of college basketball. That was, I think that was more like what they really are.
When Vegas made them a 5.5-point favorite with potential injuries to Sasser and, not arthritis, but whatever the issue is, the hyperextension with Jamal Shedd, all I could think of was, what are you doing, Vegas? This is insane to make them 5.5. Then the first half happened. I'm like, Vegas literally gave away money. They're a 5.5-point favorite. They're losing by 10. And they're looking exactly like they've looked since the AAC tournament. And then all of a sudden in the second half, you realize, wait a minute, this is why they're a number one. Like this, another guy, Tremont Mark, steps up and does it. And Jarris had his moments, but he didn't exactly take over offensively, but he did defensively.
But Sasser had a nice,
and
really,
Sasser was
beautiful
fantastic
game.
In the first. If Sasser, Sasser keeps you in it.
Yeah.
Sasser keeps you in it in the first half, I guess, in some regards.
No, Sasser played great. And listen, he looks like he's moving around pretty good. He's going to continue to get treatment. And Shedd is going to continue to get treatment. And they're going to go into now a game against Miami. Miami looks good. Listen, everybody you're going to play now is really, really good. Everybody is a really good basketball team. You don't get to the Sweet 16. You don't win those two games unless you are a really good basketball team. And so, whatever, this is their draw. Texas looks good now. I'm going to tell you that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they've got Miami and possibly Texas here. They look really, really, really good. And Indiana looked great before last night when Miami took them to the woodshed. So this is a good matchup. And they're all looking at the Cougs going, that's the one seed. And if the Cougs play like they did in that second half, holy crap. Nobody can beat them in the country. Nobody. And number ones went down again.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of ones.
Was that
kind of
year, though? It did, there's not the dominant teams.
No.
And so you had, this could be the year that Gonzaga out of nowhere. That'd be an interesting story. Hey, Longhorns got a good battle, but the Longhorns are a major factor. I mean, you got Alabama still looking good. Houston put in their work. Texas is still alive, obviously. Gonzaga is still alive, a team who has been a perennial, but they can't get over the top. Now all of a sudden there's no real love on them, although there was talk that Gonzaga versus TCU felt like an Elite Eight matchup. Like that felt like an Elite Eight type battle already. Those two teams playing at a high level. So Baylor went down last night, the 3 seed. Lots of Michigan State. Tom Izzo took care of Shaka Smart. Xavier looks pretty good. That's going to be a tough matchup for Texas. But the brackets are getting busted left and right.
Oh, no. Arkansas beating Kansas yesterday. Otherwise, that bracket is chalk. It's number four, UConn, that advanced. Gonzaga, number three, and UCLA, number two. If it wasn't for Arkansas taking care of that business, and at the very end, oh, man, did they play well at the end of that game. In the Cougs bracket, it's number one against number five, Miami, and it's number two against number three, Texas, against number three, Xavier. And Xavier looked pretty damn good yesterday as well. Number one, Alabama, against number eight, Maryland. They took care of their business yesterday. And then the bracket busters, five San Diego State, and it's Alabama and San Diego State, 5-1 and 5, which is not Maryland. They beat Maryland yesterday. Alabama and San Diego State, and then they're going to play Creighton and Princeton. Princeton.
Oh, man.
How about Princeton?
They're going wire to
what
wire.
What a story.
They made the big comeback at the end of the game against Arizona, and then they just went box to wire. Or wire to wire. Well, box to wire, I'm just saying that with the dog races. But wire to wire. They went wire to wire in the second round game, and they never looked back. I mean, they were in control of that game the entire game.
How about and then FAU, another huge dog, after Fairleigh Dickinson takes care of Purdue in the first round. They take care of FDU, and they take on Tennessee, who looked really good against Duke. Kansas State and Michigan State. Michigan State taking care of Marquette.
Kansas State also is a scrappy unit. That is a really good matchup, yep. Kansas State, Michigan State.
Yep, they played great at the end as well.
We're not trying to get Jim Nantz on this week because he's on the call of the Cougar game. It's going to be, I think, a 6-10 game. On Friday, and my wife's like, let's travel and go to the game. I said, that's a good idea. I said, I'll see if I can get tickets from Houston, but more than likely we're going to have to buy them. She goes, no, what? No, Kansas City.
Yeah.
I'm like, is that where, are the Cougs? She goes, no, Longhorns. I don't care about Houston. I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah.
I don't care about Houston. Well, oh, I'm sorry, we live in Houston.
Yeah.
I don't care about Houston. About the Cougars. You can care about the Longhorns. That's fine. I'd like for your Longhorns to get there, too. I'd like for the Longhorns to, get there, to match up against the Cougars. But when you go to Kansas City, I thought we were going to Miami. Because that's where the Cougs are.
No, the Cougs are in Kansas City against Miami. And
Cougs are the battle. No, the Cougs are actually, are the Cougs in Kansas City?
Yes.
Though?
Yes. Hello. Yes, and Texas is too. That's where they play each other in the next round after this round.
Texas.
They play.
Because it would be in the same. Yeah, before they get the Final Four. Yeah. So we're going to go to Kansas City.
You're going to Kansas City to watch both. You can watch both of them.
Yeah, we can watch both. Yeah. So wait, I saw something from that Houston sent out that made it look like they were okay. So they're playing Miami because Miami got beat by, Miami beat Indiana. That was another pretty good game.
Yeah.
I was bored by it, at least halftime line.
Yeah, 85-69. That was a pretty good game.
Well, it was. Did you see the halftime line and the halftime score?
No.
That game was Miami took off, but that game was neck and neck in the 40s. I mean, there was a ways to go here. Look, John, my games go half by half.
Okay. That's how you.
A lot of people here will tell you the same thing.
Well, that's like, what Bruce Pearl actually said that. He said if it was a 20-minute game, we would have won.
Not only would they have won, would have not only covered, they would have won the money line.
Yeah, all of it.
And then Houston, who was 5.5 at halftime. I know these things because I look at them. The second half line was Cougars 5.5. I thought, how are they going to be favored 5.5 in the second half when you're playing against a team that's winning 10? You can't, you look terrible. You can't, and you're getting in foul trouble. Sasser had three.
He did get involved.
Walker had three.
Yeah.
Shed, at one point, they all had four.
Four, yep.
And I'm like, how are they possibly going to beat Auburn now? You got all these guys with four, and Tremont Mark's like, watch this. Every shot would rattle around 15 times and go in, free throws. That's when I realized you got Broom sitting there, bang, bang, every time he's fouled. When they're not getting their shots packed, they're missing free throws. Yep. And Houston just kept going further and further and further away.
All right, still ahead. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? That is about 45 minutes from not 45. That's about 15 minutes from now at 7:45. So we're going to do that. Get it ready. and call in about 15 minutes. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? But right now, we're talking about John Daspit.
John Daspit. So a lot of you have been seeing John Daspit's commercials I've talked about. Daspit Law has been showing up. My son Mason saw it and was talking about it. Daspit Law, where you see him with the basketball team. It's been on during the tournament. It's on TV a lot. He's got a lot of different commercials. He passionately pursues justice for the injured. That's one of the things that they really strive for. And they understand that you're the underdog in a lot of these in the matchup against the you are going to be at best a 2 seed, usually at best a 15 seed, at best a 15, maybe a 16 against the insurance company and their lawyers if you try to go on your own, because they're going to say, oh, look, here's the, here's the awesome settlement we're going to make you. And it's really not even going to cover everything. That's what their job is to do, is to try to squeeze you. What John Daspit's job is, when you've been injured through someone else's negligence, is for them to make sure and pay for all the issues that you're going to have, whether it's pain and suffering, physical therapy, hospital bills, time missed from work. He's going to be there to fight for you if you need someone to have that fight and to be on your side. So he can bully the bullies. I can promise you that. Daspit Law, they've got 10 different locations around the state of Texas. They're continuing to expand and help people. If you or anyone you know needs help because they've been injured through someone else's negligence, 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT, or go to DaspitsLaw.com.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Time to talk about golf. Time to talk about how cold it is outside. So where are you going to play golf today? Oh, I got it. You're going to go to T-Box. How about there's going to be rain, looks like Thursday. How about you play how about you go to T-Box? How about at night when you got nothing to do or you're off of work? I can't play golf because I work all day. You guys can play golf. Well, you can play golf all night. How about that? Because T-Box Texas is here for you. It's indoor. Okay, it's simulators, but that's okay. You get to play great golf course, over hundreds of great golf courses around the country or around the world that you get to play. It is awesome. Played there, been there. They got leagues Tuesday and Wednesday night. They've got leagues where two guys or four guys, you get your buddies together, you go out and play. You want to have a meeting there. You want to have a party there. You want to just, take the girls. You know, you got four guys. You got four girls. You don't know what you want to do. Go play golf. And there's couches sitting around it. If people don't play golf, that's fine. They can sit and lounge and watch the wonderful TVs that they got there. You're not going to miss a sporting event because they got all the TVs. It's just a great place. You're looking for a great place to go when you can't play golf. Or even if you can, go to T-Box Texas. It's air conditioned. It's all at TBoxTexas.com, TBoxTexas.com.
To the Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The Cougs playing Friday and Sunday. That's right. I said it. They're going to play Friday and Sunday and take on Texas. Well, you know, when that bracket came out, it was like, ooh, Texas and Texas A&M in this bracket. This is the Texas bracket, and they're going to be playing in Kansas City. They've got Miami, who won't travel all that well. We'll see if the Cougs travel, because you've got them right here in the next round for the Final Four. I want to see if Coug fans are going to get on up there to Kansas City to root them on. They did about as good a job as you could in Birmingham, because Auburn and Alabama had most all those tickets, from that regional.
But now, one of the things that someone was talking about was that they were at the game and said, you would think Auburn, there was a lot of Alabama fans who were there cheering for the Cougars. Like, it was not as pro-Auburn as you might have thought, because Alabama fans were there cheering against Auburn, by the way. So, and for Houston, even though that's going to, they know that them in Houston, Auburn, Alabama is a different thing. They'll cheer for, they're cheer for Bin Laden. Outside of the Taliban,
right.
They'll cheer for anybody against Auburn.
Right.
And vice versa.
Yeah. However, there were a lot more Auburn fans in the house. And it shouldn't have been that way. But that's neither here nor there. if you want to read Pat Forty's article about it, it was pretty good, actually. And he was dead on. It's not what the Cougs should have had to face. But you know what? It was a rallying cry for him, and they took care of that business. Texas is going to show up in Kansas City. I know that.
Man, Texas is they're showing some mental toughness. They're a team that's gotten a lot better from early in the season. Yeah. It's a way different team.
Dishu was unstoppable.
No, and
he was unstoppable.
So this was basically you had a different guy step up in game two and had a dominant performance after Sabari had the huge game one. Wow. I mean, they look like a team that is, and I know that Five Star had them winning the title.
Yeah.
And actually Houston, because people weren't really feeling Houston coming to the tournament. So I've noticed a lot of brackets from big time people have Texas in the Final Four. I mean, hopefully Houston gets there. I'm hopeful. I'm feel much better now after last game. After last half, I guess.
Well,
especially with Sasser being able to move around.
Yeah.
And they kept him on the bike.
No, he looked,
they kept him on the bike when he game went out. I was really worried, like, oh, my gosh, he's going to go sit.
He looked great. Well, and you can't have a Longhorn, a successful Longhorn event without Longhorn Scott calling in. Let's get the Longhorn.
The voice of the Longhorn. The voice of the Longhorn fan is officially on.
It's Longhorn Scott. He is the voice of Longhorn. He is the voice of the Longhorns. What's up, Scott?
Well, I think that's a bit overstated, but, you know, hey, sometimes if the shoe fits, I guess I'll wear it. I'll just say this. Yeah, great run by the Horns. That's really not the reason I called, though. I was in Vegas, by the way, first time I went with some college buddies. We did the whole bought the ticket to be in a big room watching all – I watched all 32 games the first round, and won some, lost some, had a great time. That was a fun experience. I would encourage anyone who's never done that to go do that at least once. But they're in that room, though, I got to tell you, one of the most Aggie things I've ever seen. There was an Aggie fan wearing an Aggie ball cap and a Colgate shirt. I'm like, bro, you went all the way to Vegas. And it's the most, dude, Aggie, it's the most petty and yet precisely Aggie thing ever. It's like the A&M Pep Band played for Colgate, in opposition to Texas. Like, and then all the ballyhooing about, oh, we're underseeded, we've been screwed by the committee, this is a travesty, write letters to your congressman. And then Penn State works them over like a rented mule. I mean, it was, you know, I got to say, I drank so much beer, I got a little dehydrated, and then here came those Aggie tears to get me all hydrated again. It was delicious.
Scott.
Thanks, Longhorn Scott.
Wait a minute. Now, maybe that
maybe
person
he went
had
to Colgate for his master's. You don't know.
Yeah, you maybe has a daughter. I don't know how old the guy is. Maybe he had a daughter who goes there or a son who goes there.
Could be.
How old did he say the person was?
I don't know how old the person was.
I mean, but, you could be an Aggie.
His master's at Colgate.
You could be that. It could be that, or like I said, you could have a child who is going to college here, and you're wearing their stuff too. That could be that way. By the way, I didn't know Colgate and Texas had big beef because all the Colgate band members are doing Horns Down, all of them. I'm like, which didn't go over well in my house, and I'm just thinking, Colgate is Horns Down now.
Everybody,
what's
if
the
you
beef?
Play Texas, you're
that's
Horns
what
down.
It is. I don't. It's
not
become,
just Oklahoma no. or. It's
oh no! It clearly it's expanded outside of Oklahoma, and it's funny because Longhorn fans, well, at least my wife, they don't have the right to do that. It's like Longhorn fans are fine with that's Oklahoma's thing, that's no one else's thing. That's Oklahoma's thing.
No, that's everybody's thing.
No,
it's
that's not
everybody's thing.
No, you guys need to stop doing that.
No,
it's not everyone else's thing.
It's
only Oklahoma.
Actually,
can
it's
do
classy.
That.
It's classy.
It's not classy to do. It's also a 15-yard penalty.
No, it. Oh my God! That the Texas is so butthurt that they got a penalty for people that do a Horns Down. That is so.
It's about
weak.
Time we stepped up.
You're so. That is so weak.
Stepped up and started.
Can we stop doing that? You know what we're going to start doing? What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Ooh, I learned something.
Yeah,
I learned something yesterday.
Okay,
I learned something yesterday, and I was going to put it on the Glory Boys text, but you and Dell were going at each other so hard, I didn't want to get. Catch any?
He's stupid.
I didn't
want
to catch any bullets.
I mean, that's because he's stupid. I had to. Did I not put him in his place? Of course I did. All right.
You had some interesting things to say.
Right now, though, Craig DeSurf has something interesting.
Yeah, Craig DeSurf's got a lot of interesting things, and it starts with trucks at unbelievable prices. Go to LanceZCars.com, either right now or when you – don't do it at a stoplight, because then you're going to be that person that somebody has to honk at you to get you to go, because once you start seeing some of these offers and some of these trucks, you're going to sit there, the light's going to turn green, you're going to have your head in your phone, and you're not going to be able to, you know, get going. So maybe wait until you get to the office. But can I interest you in 0% APR plus no monthly payments for 90 days when you finance with GM Financial? Is that something you might be interested in, 0% APR and no payments for 90 days through GM Financial? Right now, a 2022 Chevy Silverado 1500 is available with that very deal. And that's they also have $1,000 cash allowance that's available right there. Maybe you are looking for a GMC Sierra pickup truck. They've got 2.9 APR for 5 years for well-qualified buyers. And that is just an example of what they're doing for the 2022 GMC Sierra 1500 Elevation Crew Cab with a turbo high-output engine. So you get the power that you're looking for there. And, of course, they've got awesome models going on with all the Buick SUVs, including the new 2024 Encore GX featuring the first-ever Encore GX Avenir. Look at all these vehicles online. Start the car buying experience. Finish it online if you choose. They're going to make you a very fair offer on your trade-in value and find all the money they can for you, whether it's a purchase or a lease. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. It's a few miles away, but it's also a few extra $1,000 in your pocket. LanceZCars.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Time to talk about Houston Powder Coaters, the biggest, the best. They're unbelievable. 20 years of experience. Five-star customer service, great Google reviews, very hands-on. Doesn't matter what it is that you have that's metal, that is needs repair, needs sprucing up, whatever it is. Listen, businesses trust them. The Downtown Aquarium Club, West Side Tennis Courts, Kima Boardwalk, Discovery Green, Herman Park. It doesn't matter what it is. But businesses have used Houston Powder Coaters because they're the biggest and they're the best. Over 100 colors in stock to choose from, and a special order that can make whatever color it is that you want. If your patio furniture is out there, it's old, it's faded, if you want to keep it, if you haven't, and you try to price what patio furniture is now, redo it, have it look great, have it look like new. They prime and they prep, and it's unbelievable how good they are. If you want your metal, doesn't matter what metal it is, to look new again, it's Houston Powder Coaters. HoustonPowderCoaters.com, 281-676-3888.
The conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. It's time for What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. Now, you probably got all week. A lot of you were on vacation with spring break. What did you learn this weekend? We can do it all week because maybe some of you haven't been here. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? You get one sentence to tell us exactly what it was. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776.
Let me give people a chance.
We'll okay, you got one sentence.
Okay.
Can you do it in one? Because you've never done this before.
I can't.
You've really never done this before.
Deshaun Nix was a five-star coming out of high school.
That's what you learned this weekend.
Deshaun Nix was what's it really hurt the stars.
Right.
The whole star thing.
You said it. Okay. You just go from
there. Deshaun Nix was a five-star in high school.
Coming out of high school. There's a lot of five-stars that don't make it or don't even make it to the league.
Does he look like a five-star?
No, he doesn't look like a five-star at all. No, he doesn't look like a five-star. you know, Jairus Walker looks like a five-star.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what a five-star
is. I saw Deshaun Nix was a five-star and I said, I'm curious about, and he signed with the G League Ignite. He played in the Ignite and got $300,000. Instead of going to UCLA, he went and played for the Ignite and got $300,000. He would have been exposed at UCLA had he gone to play college. Just actually very smart.
No, it was perfect. Keith, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
What I learned this weekend is the Carolina Panthers with the first pick, Andy Dalton, Miles Sanders, Hayden Hurst, Adam Thielen are building something.
That doesn't sound like building something, those players that you mentioned.
Miles Sanders isn't bad.
No, Miles Sanders
is pretty... at the back end.
Yeah,
Hayden Hurst is fine with Tommy Tremble. That's not bad. I actually like those. I like two of the signings. How about that? Deontay Foreman is in Chicago now. You got
Montgomery goes to the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
And
good pickup for the Lions too.
Jamal Williams out.
Man, we're seeing so much more movement in free agency.
Yeah.
Way more than I ever remember.
Yep.
Zeke is gone. Sorry, Cowboy fans. Looks like you were able to dump off that contract.
Sorry. They are probably totally sweet. And they picked up Brandon Cooks. Good for them. Bobby, what'd you learn this week in one sentence?
I learned that Puerto Ricans are super sensitive about you pointing out that Puerto Rico is not a country.
Well, it is. Haven't we taken it over? Yeah, we took it over.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a weird feeling, though.
It is.
It's like, I guess the Puerto Rican players, should they be playing for the United States team?
I would think it's part of the U.S.
I don't even think of it. I'm like, no, they're obviously playing for Puerto Rico.
Well, Puerto Rico's part of the U.S.
That's right.
Our whole team would be Puerto Rico.
I mean,
Rican,
we should
though.
Just really take over Canada and then let Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, honestly, how many baseball players come from Canada?
Not many. No. We wouldn't. It would, from a baseball standpoint, it doesn't help us for, I mean, we don't have any Puerto Rican-born players who are, Carlos Correa should be playing for us.
Yeah.
For the U.S.
He didn't play for anybody.
I know.
Yeah.
Probably with his back or knee or whatever it is, his issue, probably best.
7137.
He just made it through one medical.
Yeah.
That's all he wanted.
That's all he got through was one. 7137803776 is the number. Ocho, ¿qué pasó? What'd you learn this weekend, Ocho?
Yeah, I learned that Lou Carnesecca, who I thought was old during my youth, is still alive today at age 98.
Yeah.
Wow.
We learned that last week. I was like, wait, that's impossible.
Yeah, no. Luke Carnesecca. I mean, he's going to welcome Rick Pitino in, right?
What do you mean?
Pitino's the St. John's coach now.
Yeah, you meant like from an age standpoint. I'm like,
No. Louis's got to give you his blessing if you're going to go to St. John's.
I guess if he can still bless people at 98.
I don't know. What
I don't think they're having him blessing anybody.
713-780-3776.
Let's go. Lines are open. What'd you learn on spring break?
What'd you learn on spring break? 713-780.
Give us somebody who's out there living that life on spring
Where's
break.
Where's Tom? We need Tom in here.
Yeah, Tom.
He must have learned something. Tim, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Red Bull Racing is winning the Constructors' Championship this year.
Red Bull Racing
is winning the Constructors' Championship this year. Yeah, that's what that was my thought, too.
Okay.
He stole mine. He stole my other one.
He did? That was your Red Bull?
Yeah, Red Bull Racing.
Yeah.
Red Bull's gotten heavy into the racing circuit, from what I hear from that guy.
What is that? You know what I learned this weekend? I was in Oklahoma City, and I learned, it is the hub of Formula One racing.
Is it really?
That's all I can say, because that's one sentence. That's it.
Okay.
713-780-3776.
What did you learn?
The number.
Is that all you learned?
I saw my granddaughter this weekend, and
what did you learn?
No, but we went to this restaurant, and it was like all these people, all the every television, while the NCAA tournament's on. All of them were on Formula One, and all these people
really?
Are yelling at the TVs, and yes.
You must have been in a Formula One bar or
something. It was a Formula One bar.
Okay, can I tell you what else I learned? I also learned about Borg. Have you ever heard of Borg?
No.
Blackout Rage Gallon. It is where the young people will take a gallon of water, and then they empty half of it out, so half of it's still there. Then they'll pour in however much vodka they want, and then whatever... which is a lot of people pour in half of the bottle of vodka or more. Then they pour some kind of, cranberry juice or whatever the case may be. Mix it up and chug it so that they get drunk very, very quickly while hydrating. They say it causes fewer hangovers, and they get smashed way quicker.
Huh.
It feels like that's going to turn into a problem, but I just found out about that this weekend. Bored. Blackout rage gallons. And young people at parties walking around with a gallon.
Yeah, we used to call that Mad Dog 2020.
Well, that's it. Yeah, but this is an entire gallon that only you drink out of.
Oh, okay.
And you chug it.
Okay. Well,
as much
Mad
of it
Dog,
as you can.
That's all you drank out of your bottle, and that was
Well, yeah.
And you got passed out drunk.
Yeah. I had Cisco one time. You heard of Cisco?
No.
They called it liquid crack.
Oh, that's not
Cisco got me tortured. Mad Dog was classy compared to Cisco.
Never heard of it. What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence? Chris, you're up. What'd you learn this weekend? 713-780-3776.
I learned that Donald Trump was blowing it out in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the National Wrestling Championship before his impending arrest tomorrow.
Huh.
I didn't see it. I also learned that this guy who was unbeatable got beat.
Yeah.
In wrestling.
And his mom.
And his
Did you
mom
see his mom?
Smashed her glasses, yeah. Tore him up, tore him in half, and threw him on the ground. Wrestling
mom
moms
was,
are out
yeah,
of
wrestling mom.
I didn't know wrestling mom was that.
Wrestling mom was
that bad.
Pissed.
Swim mom, I know. I didn't
know
what wrestling.
What about soccer mom and dad with the Reinas?
I know soccer mom's a
soccer
problem.
Mom is a B.A. Underrated mess. What'd you learn this weekend?
I learned that Laramie Tunto is going to have Instagram worthy drip, and then immediately posted, "Where's my money?"
Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. I thought that was a good look to immediately post the video that says, "Somebody bring me my money."
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! He posted that as soon as he got his contract. That doesn't make you look like you're all about the money.
Listen, I'm God bless. He made himself a bunch of money.
But we've got Laramie Tunsil 3 more years.
He deserves it.
$50 million guaranteed. So Laramie Tunsil is going to be here a minimum of 3 years, which is which is good. I advocated for that. That's fine.
Yeah.
It ended up being $25 million a year.
Yeah,
we had talked about it. They didn't get to do 4 years. He got 3 years, which is probably not ideal for the team, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
you want a little longer.
No. We said that last week it was
like
going to be $25 million. 23 was the tops, and he did it without an agent. He's done all of this without mm-hmm. an agent. He's better at it than Lamar is, I think.
I think, and that contract's a little. I think it's a little easier to do that rather than. I mean, his money, guaranteed money, is $50 million. Lamar's looking for $250 million.
Yeah,
it's a big difference.
Yeah, big.
And a quarterback contract's a lot harder than an O-line contract. But it is interesting. I can tell you, Roquan Smith also didn't have an agent. There's somebody named Saint Omni. This is a weird deal. Have you seen this?
No.
There's a guy named Saint Omni, who was referenced in an article. Per St. Omni, this deal got done, or with the help of St. Omni, or St. Omni. People are referencing St. Omni as the...
Was he like the TurboTax of agents?
No, he's
he
like...
He takes like...
No. People don't even see him. He's the Kaiser Soze, and he's not a certified agent at all.
No, right.
He's
but
just...
He looks over the contract to make sure everything is okay?
I guess.
Like TurboTax.
No one knows.
Only quickly, it's free.
I asked a GM yesterday... I said, hey, have you ever seen or actually spoken to or seen St. Omni? He goes, nope, LOL, is all he said. And I don't know. You can't find any. There's no social media. There's no pictures of this guy. It's very weird. And St. Omni now has helped Roquan Smith. And the players, or rather the NFL, said this guy is not a certified agent. He should not be. You should not be consulting with him or doing contracts with him. He can't be contracted. Apparently, he's contacted teams in the past on a player's behalf. And because he's not an agent, he can't get in trouble for that. But they're saying, well, you can't do. He's not an agent. You can't have this guy. And this is the second person who's done a deal where St. Omni has been mentioned. That's his name.
You know what I learned this weekend?
S-A-I.
That there's someone named St. Omni.
His name is Saint, S-A-I-N-T.
Omni.
S-A-I-N-T, yeah, Omni, O-M-N-I.
Jimmy.
Barry Kaiser Soze.
Jimmy, what'd you learn this weekend?
If you're going to go full Karen in the child drop-off line at your school against another parent, make sure they're not driving a beater pickup truck with obvious fake paper plates because you'll lose a bumper.
Wait, oh my God. I really want to know more about this story.
Oh my gosh. You went Karen on another person in line, but they got a beat-up car. That's a bad move.
First of all, have you noticed how many beat-up cars have paper plates?
Yeah.
It's like they drive
like...
the one
that hit me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they drive like there's not a care in the world.
No.
Who knows?
Blow
maybe
red
not.
Lights. Mark, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Five-star in Vegas gets one star for that Arizona to win it all pick.
Yeah, you can't be happy about that. Well, do you have to win it all? I thought he had Texas to win it all.
I'm pretty sure he's got Texas to win it all.
Yeah.
Maybe he had Arizona.
Well, Arizona in the final. Well, imagine that. Arizona in the,
yeah,
in the final four. A lot of people did.
A lot of people did. Yeah, Arizona looked good up until, you know, that first game.
Up until they didn't.
Up until
the last 4 minutes of the
up
game.
Up until Princeton. And Princeton will do that to you. All right, we're done. That was weak. Y'all were weak this week. Okay, you got to get back into the flow. Next week, we'll do it again. But I'm a little disappointing with not one Tom call. Did not learn anything about any women or anything else. Your boss. Nobody got blasted, really. That's just terrible. So let's pick it up next week, everybody. We're going to try. We're going to pick it up again next week. What we're going to talk about now is the NCAA tournament. Look, you got a chance to win some money. There's one place to go to get in and win that money. It's mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. Mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. They're going to match half of your initial deposit right now at mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. They're going to do this because it's what they do. They want you to get in and enjoy the games, have yourself a great time. Lots of player props. MyBookie has in-game live betting, individual player points, rebounds, assists, three-pointers. If you know your college hoops, you've been watching these games, you got to claim an initial deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's half of your initial deposit. MyBookie not only has the NCAA tournament games, but you can also bet NBA, PGA, NHL, XFL, MLS, a lot more. Hey, who do you think is going to win the World Series? You can bet on that right now. Remember, get a welcome bonus with your initial deposit of $1,000 using promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.